This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
About AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You heard the news from townhall.com, part of the prestigious townhall.com umbrella of news sources is bearingarms.com, and joining us, it's been a minute, joining us for in the first time in a little bit is the guy running bearingarms.com nowadays. His name, you may have heard it a couple of times here and there, is Cam Edwards. How do you, sir?
I do very well. How are you, Mr. Frady?
I'm just trying to cope. Are you still rocking that massive beard?
I am still rocking this massive beard. I got to tell you, I think it's paying off. I don't know if you know the backstory, but I started growing this thing out 5 years ago when my wife got diagnosed with cancer because I'm bald, so I can't shave my head in support when she's going through chemo. So she said, grow the beard out instead. 5 years later, Bill, we literally had an appointment with the oncologist this morning. The tumors are shrinking. She has not had to have any medicine for 9 months. The last dose of her immunotherapy drug is still working, apparently. The doctor said she is sort of a miracle, and I believe that that is in part because of the prayers of the folks who, you know, read Bearing Arms and who listen to Cam and Company and the Second Amendment community. So, hey, if you don't mind, I mean, I just want to start out by saying thank you to everybody who is keeping Missy in their thoughts and prayers because it's working.
Well, that's interesting. My wife is going through breast cancer treatment right now, second time. And I had not thought about growing out the beard. But I'm not going to grow out the beard because that is a Edwards thing.
I think anybody who can get away with it, I think you should do it. I'm not saying that it has, you know, magical properties, but I'm not the most superstitious of guys, but I'm not cutting this thing off. I mean, maybe it does have some sort of effect even on Miss E. So I think you'd look good with the beard. I think you should go for it. We could always start a ZZ Top cover band, you know.
You know, that I wasn't going to go there. But, I mean, right now, if you need, I wasn't going to go there, but if you needed to, I mean, Cam's beard, I mean, when I first met Cam was rocking, like, what I would call a, you know, just a traditional beard, sort of close crop, not, now it's massive. You could put, like, weave spikes into it and use, like, a whipping melee tool or something. That it's an impressive beard. Anyway.
It makes it easy for Halloween for, like, the last, few years. I've just been a Viking. So, there you go.
Okay, very good. Well, you also do some impressive work in your day job, too, at BearingArms.com. Let's kick off with that. You probably find California as entertaining as I find California as a Second Amendment advocate.
I found it a lot more entertaining when I lived in a state where the Republicans controlled the state legislature. Now that the Democrats have complete control of the state of Virginia, I view California much more as a potential future, but yeah, it is. I'll tell you what, there's never a shortage of things to write about for that state.
Whenever they talk about some new gun control, I'm just like, What's left? What have you not done? I mean, what have they got? What have they got going on right now? This is called, what is it? This is Assembly Bill 173. They just got signed into law by Gavin Brillcream Newsom. What is this? What have we got now in California?
Oh, geez, you're going to make me look it up my bill number. I couldn't tell you just based on the bill number, Bill. They've got so many of these things going on here. But let's see.
This has to do with the privacy, I think.
Oh, yeah. This is ridiculous. So California, 2 years ago, funded this gun violence research prevention center at UC Davis. And basically, it was a way to funnel state money, taxpayer dollars, to this guy named Garen Winnemute, who is a gun control activist. He's a doctor. Yep. Gun owners know this guy because he's been putting out junk science for years. Well, now he's funded by the state of California. And Gavin Newsom just signed a bill that says Garen Winnemute and other researchers now have access to the personal information of gun owners in the state of California and other researchers from outside this gun violence research prevention center. They can ask Garen Winnemute, hey, can I look at this data too? And Garen Winnemute can say, sure, absolutely, have at it. Bill, I mean, I got to tell you, why on earth do any of these researchers need to know the name, the address, the age? If you want to try to, compile this data in the aggregate, fine, whatever. But there's no reason for these researchers to need identifying information of individual gun owners. This is, I believe, a gross invasion of privacy, and I hope that a lawsuit is going to be filed soon. But this shows the contempt that the state government has for gun owners and those who would dare exercise, a civil right that they want to treat like a privilege. I think it's atrocious, but it's California.
Yeah. I've seen various councils and boards and legislatures get out there and say, well, if they're gun owners, they shouldn't be expecting any privacy. We need to know. But, I mean, in California, don't they already know everything there is to know about every gun owner in California for the most part?
Well, that's the thing. The state, yeah, certainly, because the state basically has a registration law. But I think this puts that information out in the public square in a way that I think is completely inappropriate. Would they give researchers access to the individual's names and identifying information of women who had an abortion? Of course not. The left would freak out. They would revolt over a law like that. But when it comes to giving these academics access to the individual information of gun owners, and by the way, I worry about that information ultimately being released to the general public in some form or fashion, either officially through these researchers or, look, hackers. Now have a brand new database of where to find guns to steal, buried perhaps not too deeply in these servers from these research institutions. This is a bad bill. Even if you're not a gun owner, you should be concerned about this because, you're right. The government has a lot of information about pretty much every one of us.
Yeah.
It's what it chooses to do with that information that's important. And right now they're choosing to release a lot of information about individual gun owners to people who I believe have an innate hostility or at least a predilection towards hostility to those very gun owners. Gun owners are the target here, but the abuse of governmental power, I think, should worry even people who aren't Second Amendment activists.
Yeah, it reaches out and gets to everyone. It will in time because it eats everything, because that's what the left does.
Yeah.
Coming up on the first break, in addition to BearingArms.com, Cam still does Cam & Company. It's sort of a video podcast now. Still Cam & Company. And in addition to that, Cam is associated with the Second Amendment Foundation. So, I mean, going over to Bearing Arms and checking something out, you are getting a vast array of stuff from within the gun culture coming your way in rapid-fire fashion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. From BearingArms.com, we're joined by Cam Edwards, and I got to tell you, I have never, ever, ever condoned child abuse, Cam.
Yeah.
Until I saw a picture of David Hogg with his fist raised. And now, whenever I see David Hogg, and I forget about that from time to time, but whenever I see David Hogg, I'm just like, you know, I'm supposed to be above this. I'm 60 years old. I should be wiser. I should be a lot of things. Yeah, I see him, and I just want to beat him up. But in addition to that, he has such great sentiments about us as human beings, doesn't he? Like, he thinks it's cool that in his imagination, gun control is going to win because we're just going to eventually pass away.
That's right. Yeah, because you know the Second Amendment bill. It, you know, it's so funny. I love the fact. One day, I hope that David Hogg is self-aware enough to realize what a jackass he's being these days. But you know, look, I was young and stupid once too, so I do tend to try to cut him some slack. But you know, his whole mentality, and he had this whole big thread on Twitter about this. Is you know, we've got time on our side. These gun owners, they're just old. They're going to die off, but we'll still be here because we're young. And there are quite a few issues with that mentality. But the good news is for gun owners, they all work against David Hogg. You know, for one thing, Bill, the polling shows that actually right now the age group that has the lowest support for gun control are 18 to 29 year olds, the age group in which David Hogg squarely sits. So he thinks that he's some leader here, and he's bringing the youth to gun control, when in actuality it's his cohorts who are the ones who are least likely to side with David Hogg. Then there's the fact that I think, I don't know about you, but I did not grow up in a gun-owning household. I've talked about this before. It wasn't an anti-gun household. It just wasn't really an issue. And so I never thought about owning a gun growing up. When I was 18, it didn't even cross my mind.
Right.
By the time I was 23, I'm married, I'm a stepdad, living in a not great neighborhood in Oklahoma City, and all of a sudden personal safety and the safety of the people I love is a priority for me in a way that I could not have imagined it just a few years ago.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, gun ownership became very important to me. You know, most people change as they grow older, which is something I think that David Hogg is not old enough to understand yet. And then there's the fact that David Hogg himself is getting older. And when I wrote about this at Bury in Arms, I was his whole little rant just reminded me of one of the dumbest lines in rock music, I think, that I've ever run across, and it's Jim Morrison singing in The Doors 5-1. He says the old get old and the young get strong. May take a week and it may take longer. They've got the guns, but we've got the numbers. Gonna win, yeah, we're taking over. And Jim Morrison's dead. The boomers did eventually take over, but they didn't take the guns. Many of them actually became gun owners themselves. And you know, it's not just the old that get old, the young get old too. So I was annoyed by this. I had to vent about it at Bury in Arms, but you know, the Second Amendment movement is not one that's based on a single generation. It's one that I think has been a part of the American fabric for every generation. And that's what the gun control movement doesn't understand. They think that the Second Amendment and the Second Amendment movement, you know, sprang forth fully formed from Wayne LaPierre's forehead, and it didn't. You know, the reason why groups like the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, the reason why your radio show exists, why Bearing Arms exists, is because the right to keep and bear arms is important to millions of Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they are so afraid of that fact that they simply can't deal with it. And they have tried to construct a reality in which that's not the case. But, you know, we keep intruding on that reality by doing things like defeating David Chipman's nomination for ATF director and things of that nature.
Did you think he looked like the third Darren that could have been on Bewitched?
Yes. Yeah, Yeah, okay. That line is a lot funnier because my wife and I were actually watching an old episode of The Witch last night. So, yes, he could have been. He should have been.
Yeah.
The 30. In fact, I think Joe Biden should nominate David Chipman. You know what? Yes. In fact, I will even encourage my senators to vote for David Chipman as the third Darren in a reboot of Bewitched.
I'm all in on that one. I am all in. the thing about these people like Hogg, though, this kid, I mean, mm-hmm. we can sit back and say, yeah, he's young and stupid and imbecilic. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you find this about a lot of gun grabbers of this. I think it was in Colorado one time. I heard some legislator or council member saying, well, you know, eventually those magazines, they'll fire all the ammunition out of the magazines and they'll be no good. And I was like, really? You really don't know what you're talking about, do you? It's right out of that. So, I mean, I just get a kick out of it whenever I see this stuff. Is he still in college?
You know, I think so. I don't know. I mean, he had kind of dropped out of gun control activism for a bit because he was, you know, running his pillow company, and then that didn't really work out. And so I don't. You know, listen, I write about David Hogg when it's a slow news day, but I promise you I don't obsessively follow him on Twitter or any other gun control activist. So I don't know. But, you know, the good news about what you just said, though, Bill, and you're right, that is a huge issue. And it's why even, you know, if we win a victory, let's say the Supreme Court in this New York Kerry case, you know, our movement isn't going to go away because, you know, as long as there are so many Americans who are uneducated, not only about their right to keep and bear arms, but simply about how guns work, then it's always going to be easy, I think, to mislead people into thinking that the way to a safer society is by going after the guns. And, you know, we just saw the FBI Uniform Crime Report for last year come out, and there was like a 30% rise in the homicide rate. You know, gun control activists are going to be trying to use that. As an issue to go after our right to keep and bear arms.
Let's discuss that when we get back, just because that's such a low-hanging fruit. I love that low-hanging fruit. You can see the fruits of Cam's work at BearingArms.com, but he's also a part of Second Amendment Foundation. He still does Cam & Company. It is a video podcast, video production. It's pretty good. Good camera quality. That's very important. Good camera quality. See that beard in all of its glory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a big week for the Biden administration as Democrats try wrangling key pieces of President Biden's agenda through Congress in face of steep Republican opposition. The latest blow to the White House came on Monday when Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have funded the government and averted a default in U.S. debts. Senate Minority Leader Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell on Tuesday criticizes his Democratic colleagues.
If Democrats want to use fast track, party line procedures
to ram through trillions more in inflationary socialism, they'll have to use the same tools to handle the debt limit.
Richard Stafford, an attorney for Gabby Petito's family, is asking her missing fiancé to turn himself in. Stafford added Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help find him. USA Radio News. Busy day on Capitol Hill as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. After Senate Republicans blocked a bill to keep the United States government funded, Yellen says it would be detrimental to many Americans, including senior citizens and troops, if the debt ceiling is not raised.
It would be disastrous for the American economy, for global financial markets, and for millions of families and workers whose financial security would be jeopardized by delayed payments.
Yellen adding that waiting until the last minute to raise the debt ceiling can undermine confidence in financial markets and credit worthiness of the United States. Jared Ramos, the man who killed five people at a Maryland newspaper, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Ramos, given multiple life sentences without the possibility of parole Tuesday, more than 3 years after the deadly murders at the Capitol Gazette. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. You just brought up the FBI crime report. Now, we're still at, and this is a thing that when you look at the violent crime that went up, only half of violent crime went up. Of the four crimes they look at in that category, only assault and homicide and shooting and that kind of thing, only that went up, while rape and robbery went down. Now,
yeah.
And we still are at 387 violent crimes per 100,000 people, which is much less than Britain, which all they have are, you know, double-barreled side-by-side shotguns or so, I'm led to believe.
Well, and violent crime actually went up in Great Britain last year as well. In fact, it's up in a lot of countries, you know, which is interesting because I think ultimately crime is a very local phenomenon,
right.
Bill. But, you know, when you see this, not just again at the local level or the state level, but in, you know, other countries that have seen this too, I think you have to acknowledge that 2020 was a disruptive year, you know, in a lot of ways. And it was disruptive to a civil society. In the United States, I think you absolutely cannot ignore the effect of the riots after George Floyd's death. And the, you know, ensuing calls to defund the police, which I think had a huge impact, particularly on, you know, gang and drug fueled violence. Because I think that's really where we've seen the increase. And I think a lot of that is because the more specialized strategies that a lot of police departments employ, going after high risk offenders, those are now seen as taboo, right? Because they typically result in a disproportionate number of young black men being arrested. Even though in these neighborhoods, it's a disproportionate number of young black men who are committing the crimes.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, policing, they in some cases, they were able to successfully defund to some degree a lot of these police departments, but I think even more so, they've been successful at, quote, reimagining policing. And I think in doing so, they have put in place policies that have exacerbated this problem and made it exponentially worse. And my concern is twofold. One, I am concerned what gun control advocates are going to try to do with this. But, you know, I'm concerned as well for, you know, the good people in these bad neighborhoods are going to pay the price for these politicians pursuing anti-gun strategies as opposed to going after the violent criminals. There was a story out of Norfolk, Virginia, and I apologize if I'm rambling, by the way. You're the first human being I've actually spoken to today. I live on a farm, so I don't get a chance to interact that much. So just shut me up when I need to. But there was a story out of Norfolk today where the police chief said, and I hate that, I don't like the way he put it, but he said there are 15 to 20 guns that are shooting more than half of our shooting victims in this city. Well, it's not 15 to 20 guns that are actually shooting people. It's the individuals pulling the trigger. But there's a network of individuals who are passing around 15 to 20 guns that are responsible for more than half of the shooting in Norfolk. And yet Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat running for governor of Virginia, says, well, I'm going to make Virginia safer by banning AR-15s and banning large capacity magazines. No, you're going to turn people into criminals who are currently legal law-abiding gun owners, but you're not actually going to do anything to stop the violent criminals because there are only a relative handful of those individuals. Generally speaking, we know who they are.
Right.
It's a matter of adopting policies and strategies that actually target those individuals. And if there's a chance to redeem them before they end up committing a crime that should put them away in prison for the rest of their life, let's do that. But some of these guys, we're going to need to prosecute. Some of these guys we're going to need to incarcerate. And that's just a fact of life. And I think that is something that Democrats are shying away from right now. And I think they're embracing this strategy of, now let's just try to take people's rights away. That's the way to do it.
Well, I mean, they can take the rights away and all that other stuff, too. But they also, you know, that I think some of this is actually contrived to work on gun rights and to go after those as, like what you're describing now, the way they may use it. Because I'm almost willing to bet, and I haven't even looked, I don't know what the statistics were for suicide in 2020 yet. I'm sure it went up. I'm sure it went up. But, I mean, it still is true today, even with the increase in violent crime, that unless you are a drug dealer or you're going to kill yourself, you very likely are not going to be killed by a gun.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's still true. That's still true today. I mean, they can,
yeah,
they can, without a doubt. So, I mean, I'm watching and waiting to see what they have to throw out there. I you know, the left.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, yeah. We know generally speaking what it's going to be, right? They're going to blame, you know, whatever problem they can find on gun owners and our right to keep and bear arms, and they're going to say the way to solve that problem is by restricting those rights. And we've been fighting variations of those battles for decades. And, you know, thankfully, again, I think we're holding our own, at least in most states across the country. Apologies to the Californians out there. But, you know, we've got the Supreme Court case coming up. Maybe we can talk about that at some point before the end of the hour. But,
well,
you know,
we're coming up on the next segment. We definitely can talk about that. But
there you go. But I generally speak, and I feel pretty optimistic about the future. We definitely are in a fight right now, and I think gun control advocates are very desperate, and that means they're dangerous. But we've got a grassroots army of Second Amendment supporters that are engaged and they're active, and that's exactly what we need. We need more, but we've got a good group of activists right now.
Here's the thing I don't understand, though. I mean, I look at people, and I look at some of these leftists, and definitely a lot of the gun grabbers, and I know they've all been educated. They can do just simple math, mm-hmm. right? So when they defund mm-hmm. the police and they turn mm-hmm. the military into a social media woke, whatever you want to call that, to where instead of training to kill Chinese communists, they're out there and they're worried about intersectionality and all of this other stuff. What exactly, in the long run, if they were to actually go as far as they wanted to go, and we said no, what are they going to do about it? Who do they think is going to kick in the doors?
Well, I think it's a $1 million question, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
And look, you've got a lot of these, self-proclaimed revolutionaries who are more, accurately described as trust fund babies, And I'm sure it seems very romantic for them to think about storming the ramparts and being the vanguard of the revolution. But you're right. I don't think that they thought it out that much. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I mean, in a nation of 100 million gun owners and 400 million privately owned firearms and the constitutional right to have them.
I tell you what, hang on to that. Hang on to that thought.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely a fool's errand. When we get back, we're going to talk about the upcoming, because I don't know as much about it as Cam does, so this will be educational for me, too. You can go get that education yourself by going to bearingarms.com. This is where Cam applies his trade, him and Tom Knight and a few other people. They are just writing stuff at a breakneck pace. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Cam Edwards, and before I let you go take off with this Supreme Court thing that's coming up, I need to let you know, just in the interest of full transparency, that when I tried to find a thumbnail that I could fit your entire beard into, I just could not make that work. So I'm using a slightly older photo of you to where I can get the whole, get all the glory that I can. Anyway, just so you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Before you start on this as well, do you think we're going to have SHOT Show?
Well, I sure hope so. And I bet the city of Las Vegas hopes so, too, because I know the convention side of things has been hammered. So I honestly don't know. But my hope is that, by the time we get to November, or early December, that the cases are going down and everybody feels safe and comfortable doing it. Cause I don't know about you. I'm ready to get back around people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had it. I caught it in 2020 at SHOT Show. They didn't know it was that at the time, but then mysteriously when they tested me for the antibodies, they were there. Plus, I've had the vaccine, which no side effects at all.
No. So there you go. Yeah, me too. So you're good to go then. I mean, if you've had it and you're vaccinated, holy cow, you're like Superman.
Bulletproof. So I'm ready to go and sit down and, I'm ready to be around people too. I've missed the shows. I've missed hanging out and doing things and just generally being a nuisance. So we got this Supreme Court case coming up. Now, this is one that's actually rolling in. They're considering a bunch of others, but this one actually on the docket. Tell me a little bit about this, if you would, please.
You bet. So this is a case out of New York, and it deals with the May issue and sort of two-tiered permit system that New York has in place. So not only are they May issue, right, where they can deny you if they don't feel like you've shown a justifiable need to exercise your right to carry a firearm, but they can issue restricted permits or unrestricted permits. And restricted permits basically allow you to take your gun out into the woods. You can go target shooting. You can go hunting. But you can't actually carry it over the course of your daily life. And so New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, two individual plaintiffs, they sue over this. In the course of the litigation, these two guys get their restricted permit. And now the state of New York is arguing like, look, this, even if we don't really think there's a right to carry in the Second Amendment. But if there is, there's certainly no general right to carry anywhere. And so by giving them their restricted permits, we're satisfying their Second Amendment rights. Obviously, our side says, no, that's ridiculous. I mean, if the average person cannot carry a firearm in self-defense, then their Second Amendment rights are being infringed upon because the Supreme Court said in Heller that the core purpose of the Second Amendment is self-defense. And we know we've got the right to keep guns for self-defense, so obviously we must have the concurrent right to bear them in self-defense as well. And this is basically what the court is going to have to decide, whether or not these the rights of these two gentlemen were violated when the state of New York gave them a restricted permit and said, you're good to go.
Now, in California now, for example, with the Young case, and before the Young case, we had the Peruta case with the Ninth Circuit. At Young case is Hawaii, but it's also in the Ninth Circuit. They have basically held that there is apparently no right to carry openly, and there's no right to carry concealed at this particular juncture. Is that correct?
Correct.
I remember.
Yep.
Okay. So
that is correct.
Do you think this will be part of their considerations when they look at that, just because of how, you know, it's regional? And when did the Bill of Rights become regional? Is that something they think about?
Something they think about. And, you know, the Young case is interesting because it's one of the cases that got to the Supreme Court a couple of months ago. They're looking at it in conference right now. So they're obviously aware of that case. And as you say, the Young decision taken alongside Peruta says that the Constitution doesn't protect the right to carry a firearm either openly or concealed. New York's argument is a little bit different. But I think that they are going to take those cases into consideration. I'm very curious to see what the court does with Young, because that decision was so bad that I can't imagine that the conservative wing of the court wants to let it go unchallenged in some way. So I don't know if they try to. They're probably not going to wrap it into the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, but I can't imagine they're just going to let it go. But ultimately, you know, that's what this comes down to, is what does the right to bear arms mean? And, you know, the gun control advocates say it needs nothing, that we can regulate it to the point of non-existence. And the Second Amendment activists say, no, it absolutely is just as important as the right to keep arms. It's not like it came with an asterisk attached to it. And you need to quit. And, you know, we've got a problem with the courts treating the Second Amendment overall as a second-class right. But if we were to further divide the Second Amendment and say, well, you know, it's not as important as the First Amendment, and the right to bear arms isn't important as the right to keep arms. I mean, Bill, at that point, you know, you're turning the Bill of Rights on its head. It becomes a bill of privileges. This is not why so many of our ancestors refused to ratify the Constitution without this document attached. So, you know, I'm hopeful that there's a majority on the court that gets it. You know, if I had to guess right now, I'd say we're looking at either a 6-3 or a 5-4 decision in support of the right to keep and bear arms. It's really, I think the biggest issue right now is, and maybe I'm just being overly optimistic, but I hope the biggest issue is whether or not Chief Justice John Roberts goes along with a majority decision.
Well, here's the thing. Now, with McDonald and Heller, which, you know, with the Heller decision, I look at the Heller decision, there's so many doors left open in that corridor, as they look at that. So many doors left open in that corridor. But at the same time, it's interesting, because as a if I was a Supreme Court justice, I'd be looking at the way things are going in the nation right now in Texas, where they just passed this abortion law. You know, Heller and McDonald set the precedent, and yet states like New York and California and New Jersey and Illinois and Hawaii and these other places, they get out there, and this is when they claim 10th Amendment status. You know, we get to reasonable regulations. Okay, Scalia said so. So, but now that Texas has come out with their little abortion case, which, you know, abortion is the law of the land, which is what I thought Heller and McDonald sort of settled.
Right.
For some reason, one, we've never pressed that position. I'm sure some people have. I've never heard anybody of any prominence that I, you know, beyond media, you know, any of the gun rights people, I've never heard them press that position. But, I mean, at some point, they're going to have to start imposing penalties on some of these guys because they, you know, it's a constitutional right, and it wasn't made out of whole cloth, and it wasn't come up with out of the air or anything else like that. And I'm just waiting to see what they do. I think Roberts, if five of them vote that way, I think Roberts would vote that way because I think that way Roberts could decide who writes the majority opinion.
Yeah, hey, you know, that's actually, it's a really important consideration. And you might be right. I mean, if he knows it, if we're going to conclusion that, that there is going to be at least 5-4, yeah, I think you're right. I think he probably goes along as well.
Yeah, he's got to at least maintain that facade of remaining in control.
Right.
Anyway.
That's right.
Before we run out of time, for those of you that don't go to bearingarms.com, this is on my bookmarks. This is where I go. I look at that to see what the tone of what is going on in the world today. I follow three or four websites religiously, Bearing Arms being one of them. I've been following them since Bob Owens was there. Now that Cam is there, Tom Knighton is there, it is taken on another dimension. It is part of the Town Hall umbrella. It is definitely the place to go to find out the breaking news with some very interesting analysis from Mr. Edwards. Cam is very shrewd. I like listening to him. I like the way he breaks things down. He's got an edge on some of us, like myself, when it comes to analysis. And so anyway, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, listen, thank you for the invite, Bill. It's always a pleasure. I would love to come back anytime. We've got to get you on Cam and Company. I don't know when your schedule will permit it, but I would love to have you on.
Anytime you want. How's that?
Sounds good to me, man.
I'll talk to you. Coming up next, from Guns.com, it's going to be Mark Sims. He is the buyer of everything used. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.